especially those that had grates. You see, some of the fireplaces actually had huge grates in them where you could burn wood or coal, and that made a difference too. Of course, if you those ashes, well, you had ashes, but many times people refer to them as coke. But of course, you could get coke from the coal because you could take those ashes out and sift them, and once you had sifted all of the dirt, I guess not dirt so much as dust and sort of thinner ashes, then you did have coke, which many people used over, because you could at night put that over your burning fire. It was called laying that fire or stoking that fire, and it would burn and smolder all night long and kept marvelous heat.
I never heard anybody talk about a coal fire before.
And it was just very beautiful. And so that way, the room didn't get cold. And you didn't have to get up through the night to actually do anything to it.
Was that better than putting a log on the fire?
That was better, I think, than putting the log on the fire. I don't know. I suppose the results were probably the same.
And then the thing that a person sits in is called a...
A chair.
Right. And the thing that you're sitting on is called a...
It's a sofa, except that in many houses it was a divan.
That's what my father said. He said divan too.
That's right. In olden times, it was called a divan. In my earlier years, I remember that it was always called a divan or a settee. And it was after we had really started growing up that it became a sofa.
Are those the same piece of furniture? Sofa, divan, settee, is that all the same?
But I don't think that they're really all the same as far as furniture craftsmen are concerned. I believe that the size has something to do with it, and perhaps even its shape and design. But to the general public, it was they were always the same.
Did you ever hear it called a divanet?
Yes, it was called a divanet. Except that we didn't call it Davinette so much. It was called a Devinette.
How do you spell it?
I don't know.
Because I've been trying to find some written reference to that.
But it was called a Davinette. That
word
should have been D-A-V-A-N-E-T-T-E. Because many times it was also called a Davenport.
That's the same thing. Why would they sometimes say net and sometimes port?
I don't know. It was very interesting. But in many places it was a Davenport. In other places, it was a Davinette. Except that when they called it Davenport, it was Davenport. But when it was Davinette, it was Devinette, more than Dav. It took on the inflection of it of an E.
But you spell it with an A if you were writing it down?
You would spell it with an A if you wrote it down.
You are not going to find that in any dictionary if you try to look it up.
I've never been able to find
that word.
It's evidently just an old term that has become completely obsolete. And that's interesting. But it was a Davenport, it was a Devinette, it was a settee, a divan, and then we became very modern, and it became a sofa.
What would you call it?
And a love seat.
And what is that different?
Now, the love seat is different because the love seat is smaller, generally large enough for two.
What about if it opens out to make a bed?
I believe that the Davenport or the Devinette may have had opening for bed. And then that was that old-fashioned one where the back end would simply pull over so that, and then you pushed it against the wall, and it became a bed, but you couldn't fall out of it.
Oh.
Because you see, a sofa is open, you know, on one end. I remember seeing one of those. That was a very old, either Victorian or Empire.